Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, you are here chatting here with Cindy here at Open Talk 2. My credit intro goes to Alicia Keys, Girls on Fire, Frida Orr, RIP, and Tupac, California Love. Again, want to say good morning. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. I know I am. And as always, want to thank my supporters as my platform continues to build. And it inspires me to know when I have different styles of infallible women on the show, or just been successful in their businesses and continue to be successful in their businesses. And it also inspires me to know when I have touched and inspired someone who has took my advice on starting their business or just took that extra step on what they want to do to better themselves in their career. And as always, I tell people, if you want to be successful, you have to surround yourself in positive energy in a positive environment, so you can focus on that plan and your provision. So, guys, remember, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out. This is your life, your dream, and your reality. Remember, this is what the show is all about, inspiring, motivating, and networking with each other. All right, guys, I am making my debut with AV News Talk, Airtime America Radio Network. I want to say hi to California, hi, Wyoming, hi, Kansas, hi, everyone. Hope you enjoy my show today. Going to give you some contact information. You want to hit me back to talk to me? Hey, you can do so. You can call me at 347-215-6288. Again, want to say good morning to everyone in California. All right, guys, want to quickly just talk about last week. We kind of discussed some home-based business opportunities, gave you some basic essentials on how to advertise via social media. Also, want to talk about how to overcome your obstacles. But before I get to that, today on the show, got reality superstars Molly and Cynthia with Double Divas. So stick around for that interview. But before I get to that, got to give you guys your dose of reality. Know you got to have it. Had my ear to the street last night with my basketball wives. Had my ear to the street a little everything. So I don't know. Got to give you a dose of reality, though. MJ, good morning. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, MJ, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, and you?
I am good, girl. Let's put it on the table. The basketball wives. Okay, now, I don't even know where to start. Let's start with the little meeting session. Okay, Tasha had a meeting with the girls. She was unhappy yesterday. What you think about that?
You know what, Tasha? I was on her team at one point in time, but now that little, was she asking people for gifts and stuff like that?
Girl.
I mean, she was on their own party. Come on now. You really expect for people to sit there and just wait for you?
2 hours, girl. 2 hours. 2 hours.
You can text like your friends late, huh? I'm fashionably late or whatever you want to call it, but 2 hours, that's a little too long. To me, that's too long. I would have been going after an hour.
Girl, she said she is Stephen Marbury's wife. She is Tasha Marbury. And do they not know who she is? I was like, okay.
People barely know who Stephon Marbury is nowadays.
Stephon, I'm sorry. Look, I had his name wrong. Sorry, Tasha. But it's your girl. And poor Susie, she just threw Susie under the bus. She just, like, Susie just didn't even matter if she stayed or not. I guess she say Susie had to go with the Angry Birds, and that's what they're labeled, the Angry Birds, since they were mad. So I was like, oh.
But it's kind of funny.
And why Tammy didn't bring her no gift? She wanted her gift.
That was tacky. You don't ask.
That was tacky. Very, very tacky, very tacky. But I got to love my girls, so they, you know, they just tickles me. And what else did they do? They did, you know, they kind of get a little boring now. I'm used to the old crew.
Yeah, the old crew is a little bit hype, but now this crew is, I don't know, they kind of tone it down or what nowadays, but.
Yeah, maybe they had to tone it down a little bit, but I don't know. I'm going to watch it all the way to the end, though. What else happened? Tammy, kudos to Tammy. She had her weight loss thing that she's promoting. She looked good in her bathing suit. Tammy is really pretty. She looked really good in her little bathing suit. Go on, Tammy. I was like, you go, girl.
Oh, yeah,
definitely. And then you see Evelyn, she's starting a clothing line with Little Bow Wow's mom.
Yeah, so, I did see that. I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
Kudos to her for that. I was like, go on, y'all just doing it up. You better, I guess they say they got that little fame and fortune. You better get it now before it's gone, because what goes up got to come down.
You know it.
I know, but I'm going to support them. I'm going to buy their little stuff when they get in the stores and hit Tammy's polish line up. So,
unless they want to send some free samples, we'll be happy to try it out.
I know. I can promote it on the show for free, huh? How about that? I also watched T.I. and Tiny. I don't know if you watched that, but they were pretty good last night. T.I., you know, one thing I can say about T.I., when it comes down to educating those kids, he down with it. He down with the cause. He gets on them boys, girl. I don't know if you saw that, but it was really cute. He had a tutor and the son
that
I've never watched. You never watched him?
Yeah, I watched him last night with the kids, but
he was getting with their little tails. That was funny. And then kudos to Tiny.
They think they got money that they can just override education. They can just rap and do what they want to do. But I'm glad he brought them back down to earth.
He did. No, but he really did. He got them. And then also with Tiny, with her new group, kudos to her, French Kiss. They made their debut last night. That was pretty awesome, I guess, you know. All right, MJ, I will talk to you next week.
All right, you take care.
All right, thanks for calling in. All right, guys, had to give you guys your dose of reality of our lovely ladies of the Basketball Wives. Kind of watched a little T.I. and Tiny last night. Hey, y'all got to rev it up, my girls, because I want to see some drama from last season, but I love you. So, all right, guys, going to give you guys your blast from the past, and when I come back, going to have my interview with the Double Divas. So stay tuned. Be right back.
All right. We got blast from the past.
Thank you.
Today, I have two fabulous ladies all the way from Georgia. They dibble and dabble in the world of lingerie and boobies. I absolutely love your show, girls. Also, congrats to your second season of your hit show, Double Divas. Open Talk to the listeners, help me welcome to our studio Miss Cynthia Decker and Miss Molly Hopkins, owners of Leva Lingerie and the reality stars of the hit show, Double Divas. Hey, my beautiful ladies.
Hey, how are you?
I am good. Thank you.
I'm excited.
I am. I'm very excited to hear y'all today. I love y'all's show. I got to love y'all's show.
Do you have ample bust volume?
Huh?
Do you have a lot of bosom?
Girl, they are sitting up here, and they just, I don't know, I need y'all help. I'm going to have to come down there to Georgia and get some help, girl.
I know, especially if you do a lot of talking, honey.
I do.
Some breathing so you can get everything out.
Well, Miss Molly, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and how you kind of got started in the world of lingerie and boobies.
Well, I have had very large breasts for most of my life, and when I was in elementary school, middle school, high school, I always had to customize my clothes, and my grandma taught me how to sew and alter on bras that she actually gave to me because they didn't have anything really ever in my size, and I thought I was going to school for music and ended up in fashion school to design lingerie.
Wow.
And realized there was a huge necessity, and I knew that I wasn't the only person with this problem. Being smaller on the bottom, having a lot of breast volume, and just always very insecure about it because people would make fun. And I thought, there's got to be a way, you know, to help women. So it really just came to me, and Cynthia and I worked together at a store, and we realized one day that we wanted to do it on our own because there was women that we saw out there that we couldn't help in the shop we were in, and, you know, women that maybe didn't have the type of money for the store that we worked at because it was real high-end, and people that were, you know, larger than the largest bra that we carried there, and also women with special needs that needed customization of bras, and women that had cancer. We didn't have prosthetics there,
mm-hmm.
And I was like, I know there's resources for these women, so let's make it our mission to help them.
Right, right. Okay. That sounds good. Mm. just tell me, what is the biggest size bra or boobs y'all had to tackle at the store?
Well, when in the store, we carry up to a 50N, and we're like, no way.
Wow.
And it's made by a company, and when we helped Norma Stitz and when we've had other women that go beyond that bra,
mm-hmm.
We customize, and we take the form and the patterns basically from a style that's being made, and we grade it and make it bigger, and then we send those off so that the manufacturers can make and produce it, you know, but we can do it here, we just, you know, if we're going to make more of them, we have to send it off. But
okay.
I couldn't even tell you what size it is because it's not really a size that exists. It's really, you know, kind of a hard
Yeah, because I know I saw it on the show a couple of times that I saw only one lady that had some big boobs, and y'all did, and y'all worked with her, and y'all got her good looking good, so I did see that for sure. So also, tell the listeners here, how did you kind of get started in the world of reality shows, or how did y'all business actually become in a reality show?
Well, Tippy and I, for the first, 4 or 5 years of our business, were always in precarious situations and just doing things, and we would laugh, and I'm like, does this type of stuff happen to anybody else? Or we would always question if the lingerie stores and the boutiques in the world had some of the same characters or clients
mm-hmm.
coming through their doors. I'm like, we need a show.
Mm-hmm.
And we could just laugh and just have so much fun. And then one day, one of our vendors, Bobby N, it's an older bridal shaper company out of Puerto Rico, their
mm-hmm.
son, he had visited us, and he just loved what we were doing and our store and how fun it is, and
mm-hmm.
that we just have this open door policy. And he said, I have a friend that's casting for a lingerie concept show in New York, and I really think you girls should submit some tape.
Okay.
And he says, you should call her and see what you need to do. He said, it's all the buzz at Market Week in New York, and it just so happened that we weren't in New York at that time. So when we reached out, she said, well, that's great, but the casting closes in like 2 days.
Mm.
So we had approximately 2 days with our non-technologically, we're so inept when it comes to technology, unless it's the construction of a bra.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to figure out how to make a video and load it and edit and all that.
Okay.
So needless to say, we toted around a laptop and, did some little in-store whatever, and it ended up being a couple of minutes of, is this thing working? I don't know. You tell me, you're the smart one. And out of 100 stores, that's how it was picked.
Wow. But you know what? And I see why, because you guys, like I said, y'all do so many things I see in the community. Like I said again, I watch the show. I am a fan of the show. I love you guys. And I've seen how y'all actually work with the women and get them feeling secure and stuff. So, I'm glad they picked y'all. Again, y'all on y'all second season. That is so awesome. So, again, if you can tell anybody, give them the words of wisdom. Tell my listeners who wants to start, because on my show, we're about inspiring and motivating women. And I have a lot of emails of women that they're really big. They want to maybe model. They have really pretty faces, but they're, they're overweight and they're really insecure, but they want to start their own business. So kind of since y'all been out there a little bit, give them a word of wisdom, something that they would actually kind of go off of, since you're actually out there, you know how to do it. So give me some insight, some words of wisdom.
Well, I'm going to be honest. One of the things that we've done a lot, and people say you're not supposed to mix when it comes to religion and politics and business, I disagree with that, because nobody has yet to say, I can't believe you reference God, or you reference spirit, or you reference your gift that was given to you. And we're all designed with something in us that is amazing and beautiful. And whether, a lot of times women that are overweight or women that have gone through things, it's because it's their life, their testimony, their struggle of what they've been through. And those things are there for us to grow from and learn from. And you just have to embrace it and accept it. And it's unfortunate that the mass media has images of people that are supposed to represent angels or whatever, but when you have to scour the mountaintops and go into the depths of caves to find these women, that they don't exist.
Right.
Who you are is who you are, and you have to embrace that, and you have to surround yourself with people who really believe in you for who you are, not what you look like and where you're from and what race you are and what if you had 1 2 meat cheeseburgers, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That's truly the deal. And, we just love people for people. And when I looked out one day right after the show, I get so emotional right now because we see a sea full of women out there, and we've got women from the ages of 18 to 80, and they're black and they're white
mm-hmm,
and they're beautiful
mm-hmm.
and they're bald because of cancer, and they decided they wanted some more hair, so they threw some weave in. Who cares?
Right.
That was the most motivating, moving,
mm-hmm.
beautiful moment from this whole show, was that I had a room full of people that were just God's creatures. It wasn't like, oh, I got this skinny white woman or this big, huge, totally confident sister. And I'll tell you right now, when I have a room full of women,
mm-hmm.
I got one that's carrying on over here. Who's? I just tell her she needs to eat. She might be hungry. That's why she's angry. And I go and get these strong, beautiful, proud women to come in there and say, girl, it's all good. When you come here, you just leave all that outside.
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
And that's the truth.
That is the
truth. And, you know, the foundation, it's all about, bras and undergarments are called your foundation garments.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your foundation is who you are, too, inside, and where your spirit lives and your soul and stuff. And, you know, I always say the bra is the closest thing to your heart right there. You put it on, you know, like, it's more than just a bra.
Yeah.
It's more than just this thing. You got to get it together. And if you start from the inside out, same way with your undergarments, everything else going on is going to come to fruition.
And that's why I say, and it's a boost of confidence as well, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you tell Miss Cynthia, I hate that we lost her call, and, you know, again, congrats to your second season, and thank you so much for calling in. I know you guys have a very, very tight schedule, and, hey.
We just appreciate the love, you know.
Oh, we love
you. And we always say whether it's one, none, or a ton, we're really trying to reach everybody. And if it's just one person at a time, you know, our thing that they put out there was we're saving the world one cup at a time. And after last night's episode, I truly believe that. And I truly hope that women have been impacted in a way to enhance their own lives.
Yep.
And, you know, go and get mammograms and buy themselves something and focus on what they need to do to feel better.
That's right. Well, Miss Molly, I love you and thank you. Hopefully I could maybe fly to Georgia one day and meet you guys. You never know when our paths may cross.
Well, you know what? You'll be hosting our grand opening of a store in Texas. You just never know. I know it's going to happen. We just have to.
You know what? Come to Texas. We need you. We need you here in Texas. So you make sure you get here.
They say it's bigger out there, honey. I don't know. We got to get
everything is bigger out here in Texas.
George, too.
Thank you for taking your time
to
come.
Alrighty. Thank you so much.
You're
for
so
doing
welcome.
This for us.
All righty. All right, guys. That was Miss Molly Hopkins with Double Divas. Make sure you check them out on Lifetime or on Tuesdays. Guys, you got to tune in. Love their show. Love my Cynthia, and I love my Molly, guys. All right, my listeners, have a good day.
Much.
I will be back on the air October the 8th at 10 a.m. Want to leave you guys with a current event here in Houston. Houston Power Football, Women's Football, is having their tryouts next Saturday, October the 12th at 9 a.m. Follow them guys on Twitter. Like them on Facebook. Check their website out for more information. www.HoustonPowerWomenFootball.com. Guys, follow me at Twitter at OpenTalk2. Like me at Facebook. Again, I will be back next week on the 8th. Wait till you see what reality star I have. You got to check out the interview. It's going to be hilarious. So, got to see you there. Again, I want to send all my love to XRQK Los Angeles, AV News Talk, Airtime America, Radio Network, guys. Thank you for showing me the love. Y'all have a pleasant day, pleasant week. Have a good weekend. See you guys next week. Going to leave you out with the commercial.
Jazzy and very classy. You want to look good for the weekend? You want to get your hair done? Well, you better call Carl. Hair by Carl. He'll hook you up. Make an appointment at 832-209-4985. Tell him you heard this advertisement on the show, and he'll give you $10 off on your next appointment. Real football. Real active football. Yes, that's right. Try out for the Houston Power and be a part of the Houston's best women's football team. Contact the team at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. Check it out.
so you can see when the tryouts are coming. They're coming soon. See you out there. You want to capture the diva in you? You want to show your perfect image? Well, call Picture It Photography at 832-677-4106 or email him at pictureitphotography@yahoo.com and let him capture the diva in you. You know anyone that has anger management problems? Well, contact High Hopes Outreach Center. They're a new anger management facility that have group sessions, individual sessions, and mandated court sessions. They have all different kind of classes that are available. Contact them at 832-446-6286. Again, that's High Hope Outreach Center. Sour? Then give me some sugar. The new lip gloss line that's coming out soon. Check out our website at www.gimmesugar.com. Check the website out for more information. You want to take your business to the next level? You want to do some advertising? Well, advertise here with us at Open Talk 2. Email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com for more information. Let your business shine. Get your information out there. Let people know who you are. Brand your business. Again, advertise with me at opentalk2@yahoo.com.